John Mayo earlier this week. Some thoughts on, what the Patriots will be doing. It's hour number two, Jones and Arkin. No Mego today. We're taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. If I sound distracted there, I was just telling Arkin this off the air. So we have, and it's certainly the biggest thing going on in my life, we have my fantasy football auction this weekend. So we have a buddy in town. He's up from New York.
Is it a keeper league or do you start new every year?
Please. What am I, a noob?
I don't know.
It's a keeper league.
Okay.
Auction. You know, we're adults. So a keeper fantasy football league. Obviously the adult thing to do. Where you auction and outbid each other and keep guys, and it's highly competitive, okay? Meaning, like, none of us are very good at it, but we're all very competitive with one another, right? And so my buddy just landed from New York, and since he's in town, we were all planning on going out later tonight. We can't settle on a place to go.
Okay.
And it is just outrageous, the amount of texts and the amount of suggestions and the amount of arguing, and this doesn't work for me, and oh, I can't go there, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. And it's just, it's nonstop. It's like every...
How many people are involved in this chain?
Good question. I think six. Let me double check.
Okay. It can be an active chain. I have one that's like three people, and I have to mute it all the time. It's just way too active. Too many notifications.
Hang on. It is, whatever it is, it's embarrassing. Who's in here? One, two, three, four. It is seven.
Seven people. My God.
We can't get seven people to agree on a bar.
Someone just has to say we're going here. And that's it. And if you can't make it,
This is my thing. It's not a democracy. It's a dictatorship,
right?
And I think, do I just need to say, guys, I'm not going to meet you there. I'll just be here. Is that what I need to do?
Maybe.
You got to work. Think I have that kind of pull?
What sort of places have been kicked around so far?
I mean, think of a bar. It's been mentioned. literally, think of a place that serves alcohol or food in Massachusetts, in the state, not even in Boston.
What have these people done where they say every single place they can't do?
That's a good question. I don't think they're not allowed in there.
When they're like 86th?
No. They're like, oh, this place is too dark. Oh, I don't like the food there. Oh, that place doesn't even serve food. You know, we've probably been kicked out of some of these bars at some point. Like, I wouldn't
rule
that out.
It's like a big picture. It's like, do not serve this guy. It's a picture of Jones on the wall.
But I was going to say, when I say we, I definitely mean me. But I'll say we.
You ever been kicked out of a bar?
Yes. Yeah. I've been kicked out of a bar, yeah.
Kicked out of a few.
Yeah.
One time,
Have you ever been dragged out of a bar?
No, but I dragged people up the stairs of a bar that was under guy. I helped drag a guy up the stairs. We threw him up the stairs.
From the Ames Plow.
Rest in peace. Yes.
I know. I've been to that bar. I've told you this a handful of times. I've been to that bar, I don't know, less than five times when it was open, including the little outdoor.
Including the time I threw you up the stairs.
including the time Arkan, Jazzy Jeff style, threw me up the stairs. No, but including the little outdoor seating area that you guys had there. But I do remember the downstairs staircase there. Mm-hmm. I can't say I remember a ton about what I was doing in that bar, but I do remember that bar. Yeah.
And that's the challenge of having a basement bar, is throwing people out of it. It's kind of a task.
Yeah, once you're in, you're just kind of entrenched.
Right.
So that's what's going on. It's just people can't pick a bar. And that's what we need to do. I think I just need to put my foot down to say we're going here. I'll see you there.
Now, obviously you need a place with like a big table. Do you need like your own
function room in the back or something? We can stand around. We don't need any space. We're not doing the auction at the bar. We're just
hanging out. This isn't even the draft.
No, the auction, right? The auction's tomorrow night. We're just going out tonight because our buddy's in town. And it's like, the auction's tomorrow. Let's start smack talking each other about the fantasy draft. We're all, wives are letting us all go out and do our thing. So that's why. We're not doing the draft at like some bar.
This is just to hang out.
No, we're just going somewhere to have a couple of beers together, and it can't be agreed upon. It cannot be agreed upon.
That's fine.
And since I brought it up, we are now at, hang on, amount of texts. Since the amount of time. I had it open that whole time. But it's like every time I look at it, it's like 30 texts.
Yeah.
This bar, that bar. What about this one? Too dark. What about that one? No food. Oh, the Childish Gambino's at the Garden tonight. We can't go down there. It's going to be a zoo. I don't think it's going to be a zoo. I think it'll be fine. But I'm biased because I live in that area, so that's easy for me. But so, big mess.
Childish Gambino's at the Garden?
I thought so.
Am I kidding.
Do I need to fact check? Are people lying to me in my text chain?
It just seemed like a big venue for him, but he's there. Yeah, the New World Tour. I didn't know he had new music. I haven't heard from him since This Is America.
I haven't heard from him since he was on Community. That's the last time I that's the last time I heard from him. But anyways, that's hour number two of Jones and Arkan here today. You don't do fantasy football, do you?
Not anymore. I got too into the daily fantasy stuff before gambling was legalized here, so I leaned full on into that. And that's what it is. Plus, all my like college leagues and stuff all kind of disbanded and dissipated, and I didn't really have much to hold on to there. And I didn't feel like doing it with strangers, so I just, you know, I do the daily thing. And now I don't even do that. I just bet on football.
I was gonna say and I've really never done the daily fantasy thing, but now that gambling's legal, you don't really need the daily fantasy, right?
No.
It's like I'm just gonna bet daily.
Yeah, and it's fun to do that. Like. Because there's some where it's like you just bet like 10 cents or whatever, and if you have the number one team, the number one roster that day, then you can make like, you know, $10,000 or something, which never happened, but sometimes you make like 10 or 11 and you don't risk anything, and you feel pretty smart.
10 cents to make 10K.
You can't brag to your friends because they're not in the league. It's like this big thing with like hundreds of thousands of people all in it, but you feel pretty good about yourself, and you have like 50 bucks.
Right. It's the equivalent of, you don't know my girlfriend, she doesn't go here.
Exactly.
It's the equivalent of that, but that's not bad, though. You know, deep down, you know.
I want all my bets at a different school. You guys don't know it. Yeah.
You guys don't know. Friends with my cousin. You guys don't know her. Dubs985 in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Jones 100% milks the whole draft clock just to take the best player available. Look, I like to think I make my picks in a timely manner, but what do you want? Auction kind of solves for that anyway. Hour number two of Jones and Arcan here on WEEI is brought to you by your Red Sox Ford dealers, or rather your New England Ford dealers, not your Red Sox Ford dealers. Make it the best summer ever by joining Ford and the Bronco family, or getting the made-for-you New England Edition F-150, the official truck of the Boston Red Sox. Andrad Mayo, Arcan, and we've talked about this all week. How much say do you think he has in, not the roster, he shouldn't have a lot of say in who's on the roster, he should have input, but Elliot Wolf gets final say on the 53-man roster. And that's fine. I'm okay with that working relationship. I didn't want Elliot Wolf to be the guy in charge of the roster. I don't want Jerod Mayo to be the guy in charge of the players and the game day coach. But whatever, here we are. I think that's fine. Wolf, you rule on the 53. Once you're given the 53, Mayo, you set who's out there, including the starting quarterback. Who do you think actually has some pull, or how much pull, rather, do you think Mayo has when it comes to some of these decisions? Do you think he should have pull?
Yes, I think he should. I mean, in a perfect world, your head coach would have those sort of decision-making abilities. And not just that, but your head coach would want to have those decision-making abilities. And I don't think he wants them. I don't think he wants to pick the quarterback. Like, I don't think that's even something that he wakes up in the morning and agonizes over. You know, like, that seems like, so far anyway, something that he's deferring to all these other people. And I know there's other decisions that you have to make. And I think on defense, he's going to run that defense like, you know, watching those guys like a hawk. Because that's what he knows and that's what he's good at. And that's what he got mostly hired for, I think. He's a defensive-minded coach following another defensive-minded coach. And they want to keep some semblance of that success that they had with a defensive-minded coach. Now, they didn't have it last year, obviously, but, you know, going forward, I think that's sort of the idea. And he'll have all the say in the world in what goes on with that defense. Offensively, though, it doesn't seem like he wants that responsibility. It doesn't seem like, you know, and I'd prefer my head coach want to be in charge of that, want to say, hey, guys, you have to clear this by me first. This isn't just a decision you're all going to make, Ben McAdoo and Alex Van Pelt and all the rest of you guys. Like, you have to run this by me. I know I'm the defensive guy, but I'm the head coach, and this is all something I have to rubber stamp. And it seems like he's very happy to just be like, yeah, you know, it's a big collaborative process. So what?
It's just, it is Red Sox-ish. It's been a while since I've talked about this, but it is Red Sox-ish in that for a long time, for better or worse, we knew largely how the Patriots were run. It was Bill.
Right.
It was Bill. Bill made the decisions. Now, Brady, in retrospect, was the piece that made it go and the most important piece, and the success was about Brady. But the decision-making came back to Bill. Save for some decisions over the year from the Crafts, or over the years from the Crafts, setting budgets by the Crafts, things like that, ownership-level decisions where ownership should be involved, most of it was Bill. Patriots make a trade? Bill. Patriots make a draft pick? Bill. You know, game day roster decisions? Bill. Now we don't know. And that does feel Red Sox-ish, doesn't it? It's like, who really has say when it comes to the roster? Is it Breslow? Is it ownership? Where's Theo's role in all of this? Alex Cora wants to kick upstairs at some point. And you never really quite know how it's working behind the scenes. You get little reports here, little reports there. But you never really have a good read on it. I feel like that's where we are now with the Patriots. And I'll take a step back and say, the Red Sox have largely been dysfunctional. Even when they're winning, the Red Sox feel dysfunctional. Always. For my whole lifetime. For 100 years. The Red Sox largely feel dysfunctional. Even when they win, there's always something there where you feel like it's not quite right. Not everybody's quite on the same page.
Yeah.
Theo's walking out in a gorilla suit. He's pissed at Larry Lucchino, right? You know, they're putting Manny on waivers, and then they come back and win a World Series. Like, there's always something dysfunctional.
Dave Dombrowski wins the World Series.
He's
best
gone.
Team ever, and he's gone the next year.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Like, yeah.
You know, Nomar's traded in the middle of a season because they're always some kind of dysfunction. I'm not saying any of these are right or wrong, just they always feel dysfunctional.
Yep.
That's not where the Patriots are at. And, you know, say what you want about Bill. I think it was pretty dysfunctional at the end with Bill as
Definitely
well.
Definitely was, yeah.
But at least we knew who was in charge and who was making decisions. I really don't know, but my best guess is it's Jonathan Kraft. And it feels chaotic because I think he's somewhat chaotic.
Yeah, there's some chaos there for sure. And I think in general, with NFL teams or anything where it's really that performance-based, you know, and your success and everything else, you're going to see that kind of chaos, and you're going to see ownership and you know, groups of owners, individuals, or, you know, sort of like the board. They're out there voting on what's going to happen and what they want to see and what they think's best for their business. I mean, that's the way it works, and that's the way it's been working since all these sports became big businesses. And in this city and in this market, you have some that are very hands-on and some that are just sort of whatever, like, you know, the Jacobs don't really care, just you guys do the hockey and we'll just keep the lights on. But then you have the Crafts who are very mindful of all of this, and they're very aware of it all. And it may not always be the right thing, and it may look chaotic sometimes, but they are engaged. You know, they are engaged with the team, and they are engaged in everything that's going on. And I think ultimately, and even with John Henry and all that, although he's disengaged, I think, more recently, I would prefer that to, you know, devil may care sort of, you guys just, you do whatever you want, and I'll keep the lights on, and if things keep going poorly, then I'm not going to get involved. I'll just let you guys do what you got to do. And with the Jacobs, and I just keep coming back to them because that's an example of a team that's kind of stuck in the mud, right? That's a team that's bounced in the first or second round every year. It doesn't seem like they ever really get any better, except for, I guess, 2019 when they went to the Cup, but they lost. And in between all of that, it was just a bunch of first and second round exits. So I think that when you have that and you're content with it, fine. But when it comes to something that the ownership's not going to be content with, they have to get involved.
One comment here in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, Edwill111. They're no, I think, more dysfunctional than any other sports franchise in any other city, only Boston. I don't know, is he talking about the Red Sox or the Patriots? I'm not sure. How many
He's saying there's no dysfunction in other cities, only Boston. Like, he's making fun of Boston's dysfunction.
No, and there are other dysfunctional organizations.
I don't think either of us said that, but yeah.
No, but there are other dysfunctional organizations.
Sure.
You're just one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And even on the scale of dysfunction, there's 32 NFL teams. Any other team? Is there another team in the league? You tell me. Is there another team in the league that the coach doesn't pick the quarterback? Is there another team? Maybe there
Cowboys.
Is one. The Cowboys don't pick. Mike McCarthy
and
doesn't
Jerry
choose
picks
who the
everything.
Mike
I
mean, McCarthy doesn't choose who the starting quarterback is.
Not if Jerry wants somebody else.
I think Jerry kind of likes Trey Lance. Trey Lance doesn't play.
Jerry wants Trey Lance over Dak Prescott.
I think part of the reason Trey Lance is in, and they're
I
not.
Mean, I didn't know that
they're not paying Dak. So, like, you don't think Mike McCarthy chooses who the starting head coach is?
If McCarthy picked a quarterback and Jerry wanted someone else, you don't think Jerry would overrule him?
No, I don't.
I think he definitely
on a game day decision like that?
Absolutely.
No, I mean, if Dak is playing like garbage for 8 weeks, fine. But
he's about to fire McCarthy this year anyway.
Okay,
he
hasn't paid Dak either, Arcand.
That's true.
So, like he's not married to either one of them. So
I want me some glory hole.
Look, the owner can always tell people what to do. It's their company. But, like, in what organization
do you... But I don't think every owner would step in like Jerry Jones.
I think most owners step in like Jerry Jones.
No, I think Jerry Jones is a special case.
No,
I think he's more
Jerry Jones
on.
Is the
Jerry
GM.
Jones has a radio show out there. Like, he's
know.
Very involved.
I know. But Robert Kraft and the Jonathan Kraft, I think, are very involved right now. What other organization do you not pick the quarterback where the coach comes out and says, yeah, it's collaborative. Not,
hey, get your damn act together.
Not another organization. Not the Cowboys.
I can't think of one.
Mike McCarthy's never said, yeah, gee, it's up to the offensive coordinator and the GM and ownership and the whole offensive staff. I've never heard that from another coach.
I've not heard that either.
Okay.
I've not heard that specifically.
Yeah. Even on the scale of dysfunction. And if you want to put Dallas on the dysfunctional list, you're 100% right. They are dysfunctional.
Yeah, they haven't won in a while.
I think it's weirder than that. I think it's more strange than that. 617-779-7937. How much trust do you have in Jerod Mayo when he's not even calling the shots? We'll get all the latest here in trending from Joe Braverman. And when we come back, let's get to your confidence level in the whole coaching staff. We never got to this yesterday either with current rescheduling in the 4 o'clock hour. We got some coaching ranks that are out on the Patriots and their staff. How are we feeling about Alex Van Pelt running Jerod Mayo's offense? That's right after trending.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.